Okay. So Judy, tell me a little bit more about your work with RDA. I know we talked about this last year. How did you, grow from this activity? Were there different things that you learned this year versus last year?
Sure. So RDA, so I work with kids who have mental physical disabilities and assist them in writing. But I remember that in one session, I assist an autistic girl called Jale. And at the start, I was like unsure how to approach her, but I feel like she was immersing her own world. But after a brief hesitation, I decided to ask her some questions like, what do you do in your spare time? But I got no reply. So I was a little frustrated. But I believe that patience is the key, which is what I learned throughout the term. Like, patience is very important. So I tried again, and I tried to break the sentence down like in short sentences so that she can understand better.
And did that help?
Yeah. But so gradually, she started to respond to my question, like even it's just a yes or no answer. But I felt very proud, like she's finally responding to me.
Excellent. Is this the same girl you were working with last year?
No.
This is someone different?
Yeah.
Oh, wow.
So I work with a kid every, like, a new kid every term.
Yeah. So did you find that your experience with RDA helped you when you went on Project Week and you were working with New Dawn Care?
Yes.
Yeah?
Because in New Dawn, I worked with elders with mental or physical disability as well, but their condition is more severe. Like to extreme severe.
Wow.
So I remember like when I first went there, I feel like a little bit scared because of their condition.
Yeah.
So like I hesitated, and then after a while I started to go into the room and talk to them. So and like let them do some physical exercise. I feel like they're very nice, but they are all like kids, so there are similarities because they need comfort and support.
Yeah.
So I think but RDA like helped me like in my mental state, so like I can help them, and I can overcome my like hesitation.
Yeah.
And,
so your work with RDA, like the skills that you learned there, do you think that that helped you with working with the elderly?
Yeah, it definitely, because I can understand like the condition better, and then I work down with patients. I am very willing to help them.
Another question about your three key moments. You mentioned IFP. Now, I'll be honest, I didn't realize that you were involved in IFP. So tell me a little bit about that experience. Is that something that you joined this year?
No, last year.
Last year, okay.
So I joined IFP in grade 11, like in the first term. So because I heard an assembly about IFP, so I'm very interested in like peace issues and like all the peace building activities. So I joined IFP, and in every IFP session we would discuss like certain issues, or we would split into groups and plan some peace building activities. So I remembered like during one session I worked with a group of students, and our task was to design and facilitate our own peace building activities by our own. So but at the start I was kind of hesitated to express my ideas and like share my thoughts with my group, because I'm afraid like my ideas was wrong or like not very good. So but gradually and I'm also not that confident, so gradually I found that like all my group members were quite open-minded and welcoming to any new ideas. So, and I was the only one who didn't share my ideas. So, through a little hesitation, I decided to like give a try instead of nodding and just listening. So, but I feel like when I share my ideas, my group members were like all turning to me, all seemed very willing to listen to my idea and accept my ideas. So I kind of built up my confidence, and I feel like very proud.
Absolutely,
yeah.
You should be really proud. That's like a huge step for you.
Yeah.
And do you think that will help you next year as you go off to university, as you finish high school? Like, what skills do you think you're taking forward through IFP?
Yeah, definitely. I also think that, like, confidence is the key, and also collaboration, like, teamwork, mm-hmm. like, working with my team members, and we all, like, split the task. So I think everyone has their own part to do, and we all, like, discuss ideas together. So I think it is very important in university where we need to do, like, projects and all, like, teamwork, like, in clubs or mm-hmm. whatever. Also, like, in workplace, it's very important to collaborate with your colleagues and, like, discuss ideas.
Perfect, yes. These are all the skills that you want yeah. as you enter adulthood and you
can yeah.
that confidence, the like working with the team and speaking in front of others. As long as you can build your confidence in that, I think mm-hmm. you'll just have an easier time or mm-hmm. it won't be as hard of a transition once you start university and the work world, as you said.
Yeah.
One thing, like when I talk to grade 12 students, or sorry, when I talk to grade 11 students at the beginning of CAS, the beginning of IB, usually some of them say how they find it's stressful or they think that it's difficult to balance their CAS activities with their academics and their sports, etc. But now that you're, you know, coming to the end of grade 12, how do you feel about the CAS experiences that you have? Are you happy that you've chosen what you've done? Are you happy with what you've achieved thus far?
To be honest, I don't find like CAS that stressful because it's only like one session a week. So I'm pretty happy like I joined two service, one global concert and one local service, mm-hmm. and also like pottery and IFP, which all these activities I've never tried before, like all like service. So I find like I'm exposed to new things and I tried like new things, like mm-hmm. helping the kids with physical mental disability, which I've never like met these people before. So I really think CAS is a really good experience to me, like in my high school life. So I don't find it like stressful at all. And also like I learned like badminton and Chinese calligraphy. I practiced badminton before like in my secondary mm-hmm. school as well. And Chinese calligraphy I have learned for like 8 years. So like practicing this in school because I don't have time to practice at home. So I feel like Chinese calligraphy club is a good opportunity for me to pick up Chinese calligraphy skills yeah. and practice like every week. So I really find it like a good experience to me.
That's awesome.
Yeah, as a grade 12, I really
that's great.
Love this.
Yeah.
Also like in IFP, we organize activities and I build like some leadership skills.
Yeah.
In GC, we organize like fundraising activities and we sell like handcrafts made by people in Bintan.
Yeah.
So I really find it like interesting and working
that's
with
great.
All.
Oh, I'm so happy to hear that. That's
yeah.
wonderful. Thank you. You know what? That brings us to the end of our interview. Like, that's great, Julie. Like, when I compare, you know, when I had the first conversation with you way back in grade 11, remember? Yeah. And the conversation with you now, I mean, you're two completely different people. And matured, and you seem much, much more confident now than you did, you know, a year ago. So well done to you.
Thank
I'm very,
you.
Very proud of you.
Thank you.
Yeah, congratulations.
Thank you.
Okay, that's it.
Thank you.
Stop the recording.